杨浦区2019学年度第一学期高三模拟质量调研。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Do you have anything on the menu that is cheese-free and sugar-free?
Only the salads. Perhaps you can try the vegan bakery across the street. You can find more options there.
Question. Where does the conversation take place?
Two. Do you need some help? I'm not sure if that will fit in your suitcase.
I might need a hand. I already gave away a lot of my clothes, so there can be more space for other things.
Question. What is the woman doing now?
3. Ben, you were late again today.
I was a witness to a hit-and-run accident, and I went to the police station to give a statement.
Question. Why was Ben late? 4. Hey, Jack. How are you coping with your new life in the countryside? No shops, no pubs, spending a long time on the train to work every day.
Actually, I think I've got the best of both worlds. Excitement in the city, relaxation in the country.
Question. What does Jack think of his new life in the countryside? Five. I'd like to rent a locker for my suitcase.
You will need a full-sized locker, which costs $6 per hour to rent. And if you rent it for over 4 hours, the price of the additional hours will be reduced by half.
Question. How much will the man pay if he rents the locker for 5 hours? Six. Do you know what led to the accident? Why was the floor wet?
I think somebody spilled something and never cleaned it up. And there was no wet floor sign there to warn me.
Question. What happened to the man? Seven. I have been lying here for 4 days. When can I go back to my team and continue my training?
I'm afraid you won't be allowed to move about until we run some lab tests. But you can sit up and read for some time if you want to.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? Eight. Is everything okay, Neil? You sound a bit annoyed this morning.
I spent a few hours organizing all of the books on my shelves last weekend, but then my wife decided to clean the shelves and put the books back in a mess.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Nine. I'm afraid this accounting course is too difficult for me.
It's important to just keep your eyes on the prize. A good certificate at the end of it.
Question. What does the man mean? Ten. Wow, the Harry Potter glasses you're wearing are pretty funny.
Thanks. My aunt gave them to me for Christmas. It's the thought that counts, I suppose.
Question. What does the man imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Local educational authorities have stopped the use of electronic headbands at a primary school in Jinhua, Zhejiang Province. The school used the headbands fixed with devices to detect brain activity to ensure students concentrated during classes. The headbands, according to the manufacturers, are able to measure brain states such as depth of focus, relaxation, and deep thinking. According to the product instructions, teachers and parents can be informed if students are focused on their studies through different colors shown on the headbands. The products have been sold in 15 countries, including the United States, Spain, Mexico, and Brazil. So far, thousands of headbands, each priced 3,499 yuan at its Taobao online shop, have been sold in China. However, the headbands had aroused heated discussions among parents and education professionals. Some parents welcomed the idea, for they thought the headband would help train and monitor their children's good studying habits, and thus help wearers improve their study scores. Hans, a professor of childhood development, said that a person's intellectual capability is determined by the activity of the whole brain. The headband, which only detects part of the brain, is far from enough. Besides, he raised doubts about the accuracy of the data collected, and worried that the devices might pose extra annoyances and burdens to students. Now, listen again, please.
Local educational authorities have stopped the use of electronic headbands at a primary school in Jinhua, Zhejiang Province. The school used the headbands fixed with devices to detect brain activity to ensure students concentrated during classes. The headbands, according to the manufacturers, are able to measure brain states such as depth of focus, relaxation, and deep thinking. According to the product instructions, teachers and parents can be informed if students are focused on their studies through different colors shown on the headbands. The products have been sold in 15 countries, including the United States, Spain, Mexico, and Brazil. So far, thousands of headbands, each priced 3,499 yuan at its Taobao online shop, have been sold in China. However, the headbands had aroused heated discussions among parents and education professionals. Some parents welcomed the idea, for they thought the headband would help train and monitor their children's good studying habits, and thus help wearers improve their study scores. Hans, a professor of childhood development, said that a person's intellectual capability is determined by the activity of the whole brain. The headband, which only detects part of the brain, is far from enough. Besides, he raised doubts about the accuracy of the data collected and worried that the devices might pose extra annoyances and burdens to students.
Questions. 11. Why was the use of electronic headbands banned? What is the feature of the headband, according to the manufacturer? What is the main concern of Professor Hans? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
There are thought to be as many as 3 million sunken ships littering the seabed. David Mearns has taken on the job of tracking them down. Mearns developed his passion for the sea at an early age. When he went to university, he chose to study marine biology. His studies gave him a good understanding of the technology used to scan the underwater landscape, and he went on to work with the U.S. Navy, hunting for crashed airplanes. The first shipwreck Mearns investigated was for a criminal case. A cargo ship went down in 1977, killing 6 of its crew. Mearns found the wreck of the ship in 1990 and helped the police punish the dishonest businessman responsible for planting the bomb that sank it. That early taste of success inspired a lifelong hunger for wreck hunting. He's gone on to find no fewer than 23 other ships thought lost at the bottom of the sea. Many of his most important finds dated back to the Second World War. In 2001, he discovered HMS Hood, a British battleship that was sunk by a German destroyer in 1941. That was a sad and serious moment. When it sank, all but 3 of the 1,418 people aboard were lost. Exciting though it may be, Mearns takes his job seriously. He makes sure the lives lost in a shipwreck are remembered respectfully. That's why his team always puts a tablet on the wreck to leave a marker that those people haven't been forgotten. Now, listen again, please.
There are thought to be as many as 3 million sunken ships littering the seabed. David Mearns has taken on the job of tracking them down. Mearns developed his passion for the sea at an early age. When he went to university, he chose to study marine biology. His studies gave him a good understanding of the technology used to scan the underwater landscape, and he went on to work with the U.S. Navy, hunting for crashed aeroplanes. The first shipwreck Mearns investigated was for a criminal case. A cargo ship went down in 1977, killing 6 of its crew. Mearns found the wreck of the ship in 1990 and helped the police punish the dishonest businessman responsible for planting the bomb that sank it. That early taste of success inspired a lifelong hunger for wreck hunting. He's gone on to find no fewer than 23 other ships thought lost at the bottom of the sea. Many of his most important finds dated back to the Second World War. In 2001, he discovered HMS Hood, a British battleship that was sunk by a German destroyer in 1941. That was a sad and serious moment. When it sank, all but three of the 1,418 people aboard were lost. Exciting though it may be, Mearns takes his job seriously. He makes sure the lives lost in a shipwreck are remembered respectfully. That's why his team always put a tablet on the wreck to leave a marker that those people haven't been forgotten.
Questions. 14. What did Mearns major in at the university? 15. How did Mearns help the police bring the businessman to justice? 16. Which of the following is true about Mearns and his career? 17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, David. Are you good at complaining?
Of course not. I'm British. I never complain, even when I get terrible service. It's just too embarrassing.
Well, you might be in a minority, as it seems we British are complaining more than we used to. Do you know the oldest recorded complaint is on a stone tablet in the British Museum?
Really? What was the complaint about? Was it about the incorrect number of goats that were delivered after being bought at a market?
Well, good guess. But it was about the quality of silver that was supplied.
How come you know so much about complaints?
I recently listened to a BBC radio program about consumer affairs, based on the survey by an organization called Institute of Customer Service. Public services, transport, and telecoms are the areas that have most problems in terms of keeping the customers satisfied.
I think I know why. Public services usually don't have enough money or enough staff, while telecommunication systems, such as internet connection, are very complicated and sometimes go wrong.
Yes, and bad weather affects transport. Surprisingly, travel and entertainment appear to be performing well.
I wonder how people are making their complaints. Are modern methods taking over from the traditional letter or phone call?
Again, based on the survey, the more traditional methods are still dominant, with over 58% of complaints made by phone or by letter, though a small part of people do turn to social media.
I don't think turning to social media is a good idea. It will only worsen the problem.
Most people seek media attention only when their complaint is not dealt with. They use it as an escalation point.
That makes sense. Putting complaint on social media might force a company to deal with the complaint sooner.
Well, David, after all the talk about complaint, will you consider making a complaint if you have to in the future?
I seriously doubt it. Now, listen again, please.
Hey, David. Are you good at complaining?
Of course not. I'm British. I never complain, even when I get terrible service. It's just too embarrassing.
Well, you might be in a minority, as it seems we British are complaining more than we used to. Do you know the oldest recorded complaint is on a stone tablet in the British Museum?
Really? What was the complaint about? Was it about the incorrect number of goats that were delivered after being bought at a market?
Well, good guess. But it was about the quality of silver that was supplied.
How come you know so much about complaints?
I recently listened to a BBC radio program about consumer affairs. Based on the survey by an organization called Institute of Customer Service, public services, transport, and telecoms are the areas that have most problems in terms of keeping the customers satisfied.
I think I know why. Public services usually don't have enough money or enough staff, while telecommunication systems, such as internet connection, are very complicated and sometimes go wrong.
Yes, and bad weather affects transport. Surprisingly, travel and entertainment appear to be performing well.
I wonder how people are making their complaints. Are modern methods taking over from the traditional letter or phone call?
Again, based on the survey, the more traditional methods are still dominant, with over 58% of complaints made by phone or by letter, though a small part of people do turn to social media.
I don't think turning to social media is a good idea. It will only worsen the problem.
Most people seek media attention only when their complaint is not dealt with. They use it as an escalation point.
That makes sense. Putting complaint on social media might force a company to deal with the complaint sooner.
Well, David, after all the talk about complaint, will you consider making a complaint if you have to in the future?
I seriously doubt it.
Questions. 17. What was the oldest complaint about? How did the woman know so much about complaint-related information? 19. Which is true according to the survey by Institute of Customer Service? What can be inferred about David's attitude towards complaining?